Hello, and welcome to the 801 Reviewed. I'm your host, Melissa, and today I will be discussing In Between, a Pinoy BL live-action series. In Between is legally streaming on YouTube for free from USPHTV, so thank you to the producers for making this available for free for all of us to watch. There are 14 episodes, with the first 13 being broken up into two parts. The series is mainly in Filipino, but there are English subtitles that are pretty accurate, according to my Filipino partner. I have to clarify that, because what I'm seeing in other Pinoy BL series is a lot of double entendres and phrases that don't always translate well, or even accurately, but In Between was pretty good about that. Before I get into the content, I do want to mention that this is marketed as a BL drama, and I think it lives up to that label. There's a warning at the front of the video saying that it may cause feelings of intense joy or sadness, so there's your drama warning. But In Between definitely had other BL dramas in mind when it concocted its story and cinematography. We're even given the ship name up front, along with a hashtag, so fans can discuss and squee about the couple online. This blatant encouragement and promotion of shipping really reinforces this as BL. The couple is the commodity, which may seem fetishy to some people, but it really is a hallmark of shipping and fujoshi culture that's been capitalized on in these Asian BL dramas. There are LGBT themes, which we'll get into, but it seems to fit comfortably between your really tropey BL dramas and the more LGBT-minded dramas, which I'm hesitant to even call BL now. Let's get on with the review. In Between tells the love story of childhood friends Tao and Otep, or Tep as we've seen in the heavily promoted hashtag TaoTep ship name plastered all over these episodes. But when we first meet the characters, they're in the middle of a breakup. In Between plays with the timeline, starting with a flashback before bringing us to the present. The first half of the show is largely devoted to whether Tao and Otep will get back together. That in between, if you will. See what I did there? And then where their relationship will go from there, if at all. This romantic tension is set against a colorful cast of young, modern Filipinos who, together with Tao and Otep, form the Bumharot circle of friends. Tao is the more outgoing of the pair, with Otep slightly more reserved. Read bottom. It's Otep who struggles with how his sexuality will affect his family. Both boys are featured heavily in some angsty mood shots, which are just a cheap way to fill up time in these episodes, and are styled attractively. Otep gets the more K-pop look, while Tao likes his plunging necklines, but the pair are refreshingly tan. Skin whitening can be a sensitive issue in Asian cultures, but one of the biggest things In Between has going for it is the darker skin representation and diversity in Filipinos. Yes, the women characters are a lot paler, but we're also getting characters who aren't just from Manila. Any Bisayans watching will be very happy to hear that language pop up in the show. While the main focus on In Between is Tao and Otep, the other characters in Bumharot don't disappoint, and the show is actually long enough that the side storylines didn't bother me. I take issue when there's 8 episodes and we're already on side heterosexual tangents, but In Between kept the tangents mostly LGBT and didn't try to pair off any of the main boys with their female counterparts. Nicole as the take charge leader and Bianx as a boyfriend-obsessed fashionista were fun additions, along with the shy third boy Ronan, who gets his own side story. Partly the way through, In Between does suffer from the time-old BL trope of jealousy, introducing a potential romantic rival, but stay tuned for the plot twists. In Between has some racy moments, but is overall very PG, and the only trigger warnings I might possibly be able to give would be for coming out themes. Otep, as mentioned earlier, struggles more with his sexuality and how it will affect his family, but those types of LGBT themes don't fully permeate the show. Here and there, the specter of being gay rises up, but both Tao and Otep don't identify as gay. It's definitely a gay-for-you situation going on, so the struggle is more about, oh, I love this boy, singularly, rather than, I love boys, I'm gay. Now, this might be different for other characters, but I don't want to spoil anything. There are conversations about sexuality in the series, and they're handled sensitively, if a little vaguely. Again, my biggest problem with Pinoy BL is this dance around labels. In Between feels less touristy and isn't making fun of flamboyant Okama characters in the way other dramas have, but I'm still left with this sort of drive-by gay storyline. Bumharot are a wonderful, accepting group of friends, but I can't help wonder if this is fantasy or reality. Ditto for the way the show ends. It just seemed very unrealistic given the issues at play earlier on in the show for things to resolve so neatly. I think because of this lack of overt gayness and the fact that Tao and Otep are, quote, gay for you stereotypes, I wanted to see more physical action between the characters. If you're really gay for him, I want to see it. That's the fujoshi in me talking, yes, but I wanted to see some action because I was so emotionally invested in Tao Tep. All things considered, In Between is certainly a nicely produced show. It may lack the higher production values of Hello Stranger, but the audio is usually clean, it's well shot, and lacks the chintziness found in the more tropey Pinoy Beale offerings right now. Tao and Otep are a perfectly commodifiable couple, so even if things stay a little PG, well, I definitely screamed in frustration at the lack of some scenes, I enjoyed watching them the most. I'd recommend this to any newcomers to Pinoy BL as a solid entry into the genre, as well as to any fans of childhood best friends to lovers tropes. This is falling into the same Japanese BL range as No Touching at All and Escape Journey. A healthy dose of angst with likable and real feeling characters, but for anyone who also loves the rise of ensemble cast in BL manga and strong women characters. I think in general, if you're looking for these softer romances and are fans of manga like 7 Days, Classmates, etc., and maybe have been turned off by the raciness of some type BL, In Between will be a good fit. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the 801 Reviewed. If you would like to learn more about us, check out our website at blgardendfw.com or check us out on Twitter at blgardendfw. And if you love this podcast and are considering supporting us, find us on Patreon and you can get your name in a podcast like Emily Snyder, Crystal Marie, Joy Kiss, Christina Coleman, and Barb Colt. In addition, please consider leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen. We really appreciate each and every last one of you. So until next time, this is your host, Melissa, signing out.